to Europe now, where the small Baltic nation of Lithuania took a big step this week, formally giving up its own currency, the litas, to adopt the euro. Lithuania was the first republic in the former Soviet Union to declare its independence, and analysts say joining the eurozone is a defining step in the country's journey out of Moscow's orbit. But the move comes after a painful austerity drive to qualify for the euro, and almost half the country's citizens remain reluctant to give up their currency. Linas Linkevičius, Lithuania's foreign minister, joins us on the line from Kaunas, the second largest city in Lithuania. Minister Linkevičius, welcome and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well.
So, you know, your currency has already been pegged to the euro for more than a decade now. So why is it important to officially join the eurozone?
Well, as you said, we already, so to say, were pegged to euro for more than 10 years. So this was a logical step, by all means, because otherwise we had no independent monetary policy anyway. So we needed to make this step, and that was also part of our obligations and part of the programs of the old government before.
Now, back in 2007, you tried to adopt the euro, but you had some problems with inflation. You had to undertake a very painful austerity drive to qualify. In the meantime, by doing so, a lot of young people left Lithuania. So talk about the state of your economy right now. How much long-term damage was done by those austerity measures?
You know, the measures were really very harsh, and we undertook also very, very bold, I would say, steps, cutting salaries, pensions. It was very difficult without outside support. And now we can say that in spite of these blockades and sanctions from Russia, as you know, there's also kind of economic tensions, our growth will be among the fastest in Europe. It will be around 3%. So we believe that the situation is not very easy, but this is really manageable.
Yeah, but sir, so many people in your country didn't necessarily agree with adopting the euro. As we mentioned, nearly half of the population was against it. Your former currency had a lot of emotional and historical significance. It officially marked your independence from the former Soviet Union. What do you say to those people who simply think this is a bad idea?
We are proud of our national currency. And this is really difficult psychologically, but practically speaking, pragmatically speaking, I already said at the beginning, it's really just formality. So we need to fix it and also to make less obstacles for business, also for customers, for people. And they will realize that. It was the same in Latvia. It was the same in Estonia. The beginning psychologically was not very easy, but later on, everyone just used to that.
The economy in Europe right now, clearly not necessarily doing well. Take a look at Greece recently. You know, the euro didn't solve all of Greece's problems. Why do you think the euro will bolster Lithuania?
Well, I believe both Lithuania and eurozone will benefit at the end of the day, because having successfully dealt with the crisis, we can significantly contribute to the top three tasks of euro area today: reviving growth, boosting competitiveness, safeguarding financial stability. More members will make it easier. And this is really also, for us, it's not just financial, economic issue. It's a geopolitical project.
Lithuania is already a member of both NATO and the European Union. Why would joining the eurozone officially help, for instance, put any distance between you and Russia?
You know, being part of this monetary union, it's one more step, logical step, towards complete European integration. And implicitly, in security terms, it also looks like implicit security guarantees for us.
But, sir, this part of the globe has seen a lot of tensions with Russia lately. And I wonder if a move like this isn't in some way an instigation that could make an already tense situation worse.
I disagree. We can provoke them by doing nothing, or by being weak, by being not consistent. And as more will be united, that will be stronger, will make our union more stronger. So that's really the case.
Linas Linkevičius, Lithuanian foreign minister, speaking to us from Kaunas in Lithuania about joining the eurozone. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Here and Now.